we weren't married, how can I know that you sleep in an old, faded flannel shirt?
Spies.
How come I know that every night you brush your hair exactly 86 times?
Spies.
Ask me something I couldn't possibly know.
The day I got my driver's license, I got pulled over for speeding. I want to know the name of the song on the radio.
This one.
Destiny. It's a pretty big concept when you think about it. After all, haven't we all wondered if our lives would have been better if one particular moment had only happened differently? For Larry Burrows,
let's go, Larry!
That moment was the chance to win the 1970 state high school championship.
Strike three!
That would be a game Larry Burrows would never forget. In fact, today,
were you thinking about that silly baseball game again?
Larry still believes he missed out on a better life just because he missed that pitch. That's when I stepped in.
So you really think your life would have been better if you'd hit the ball, huh?
A lot better.
With a little something of my own design, I gave Larry the chance to change his destiny.
Hitting that baseball has spun your life off an entirely new direction. Your life's been changed. This is your house. Those are your children. And Cindy Jo is your wife.
Happy birthday, darling.
God help me.
Now Larry's got everything a man could ever want.
Who do these guys belong to?
Well, they belong to you, sir.
Get the hell out of here.
As you wish, sir.
Except the one thing that mattered most. The love he'd left behind.
I mean, she's my wife, for Pete's sake.
She was your wife. You can't run around mixing and matching the circumstances of your destiny.
If we weren't married, How can I know that you sleep in an old, faded flannel shirt?
Spies.
How come I know that every night you brush your hair exactly 86 times?
Spies.
Ask me something I couldn't possibly know.
The day I got my driver's license, I got pulled over for speeding. I want to know the name of the song on the radio.
This one.
Touchstone Pictures presents James Belushi.
I just want to be with you, like we were before.
And Michael Caine.
You didn't think everything was going to be perfect, did you?
In the story that proves, even long after you think you've struck out,
I guess it just wasn't meant to be.
Destiny can still throw you a curve.
It was meant to be.
Mr. Destiny.
Are you an angel or something?
Not exactly, no.
Larry Burrows has spent his life wishing he had just hit that ball.
I just started a half a second sooner.
Were you thinking about that silly baseball game again?
But today is Larry's birthday, and Mr. Destiny has a way of making wishes come true.
Hitting that baseball has spun your life off in an entirely new direction.
Things have changed, Larry. This is your house. Those are your children. Cindy Jo's your wife.
Happy birthday, darling.
God help me.
Now Larry's got everything a man could ever want.
Who do these cars belong to?
Well, they belong to you, sir.
Get the hell out of here.
As you wish, sir.
Except the one thing that mattered most. The love he left behind.
I mean, she's my wife, for Pete's sake.
She was your wife.
Ask me something I couldn't possibly know.
The day I got my driver's license, I got pulled over for speeding. I want to know the name of the song on the radio.
This one.
Touchstone Pictures presents James Belushi and Academy Award winner Michael Caine.
My wife hates my guts. My best friend's afraid of me. I'm up in a tree in a tuxedo.
In Mr. Destiny.
You didn't think everything was going to be perfect, did you?
Thank you.
So you really think your life would have been better if you'd hit the ball, huh?
A lot better. Any of this. How can my life change so much just because I hit one stinking baseball?
Well, you see, Larry, one's destiny is a very complicated thing. Every incident in a person's life affects everything else that follows it. Instead of missing the baseball, however, you hit it. Then you became a hero, married the prom queen, and so on and so forth. Until you find yourself exactly where you are. So you see, hitting that baseball has spun your life off in an entirely new direction.
Are you an angel or something?
Not exactly, no.
Then what are you?
Have you ever been faced with a decision and you weren't sure what to do?
Yeah, sure, plenty of times.
And then something inside you made you choose one direction over another?
Yeah, so?
So that's me. I make the suggestions, and you make the choices. That's how destiny works, Larry. Very subtly. Welcome to your new life, Larry. I hope you like it.
Thank you.
Your life's been changed. This is your house. Those are your children. And Cindy Jo is your wife.
Happy birthday, darling.
God help me.
Who do these cars belong to?
Well, they belong to you, sir.
Get the hell out of here.
As you wish, sir.
Huh? How many times I gotta tell you? We are both on the same team here.
Jackie's a real sweet guy, but kind of dumb for a company president.
When I played for the Bears, they used to call me Cementhead. But you could call me Jackie.
Yes, sir, Jackie.
I just going over the quarterly reports, Larry. It's damn fine work. It's a real touchdown.
Thank you, sir. I'm just trying to do my job.
And don't think I don't appreciate it. Quarterback's only as good as his lineman. Am I right?
Yep.
Hell, I'm just some old big dumb jack got lucky and married the boss's daughter. Guys like you make me look like a hotshot.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Well, Larry, just keep up the good work, huh? Just came by to see how you're doing. Now, that's funny.
Toilet paper in the nose. Now, why didn't I think of that?
Oh, Clip, thanks a lot. I'm trying to get a promotion. All you do is goof around.
Thank you.
feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got a year. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got a year. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good.
Was meant to be.
Are you an angel or something?
Not exactly, no.